He's making a list, checking it twice. Lots of lists this time of year. Mask, hand sanitizer at least 6 feet away. Wash hands for at least 20 seconds. Avoid indoor gatherings for long periods of time. Stay safe. Maybe now would be a good time to put a mask or hand washing emoji in the comments section. For all during this Christmas season, that we would respect one another, stay safe, and show care for one another, and for all who have lost loved ones to this devastating virus, we pray to the Lord. And now you can type into the comment section, Lord, hear our prayer, or maybe just use the prayer hands emoji. How about the Christmas shopping list? If you haven't finished that list by now, it looks like digital gift card time or cash. As I have often said, you know, cash is a gift card to any place. Is anyone planning on finishing up some last minute items on their Christmas shopping list after watching the video today? If you are, put an appropriate scared faced emoji in the comments. For those about to embark on actually dangerous, definitely risky, stressful, and perhaps impossible last-minute shopping, we pray to the Lord. And now again, you can type into the comment section, Lord, hear our prayer, or use the prayer hands emoji. What other lists do you have? The list of presents being given to others, complete with the order the presents should be unwrapped for the best wow factor? For any who have this list, it is well thought out and sometimes rearranged several times to get the order just right. Does anyone have a list like that or something similar? I know someone who keeps a list of celebrities from whom most the presents to everyone in the family come. If you've got a present order or celebrity present system list, put the appropriate gift emoji into the comments section. For those who plan the Christmas morning present order or build their celebrity gift giver lists, that it may build to and always have the proper wow factor, we pray to the Lord. Yep, comments and emojis. Pandemic safety list, Christmas shopping list, gift order list. Remember the big family gatherings that you're likely not having this year? Are you using FaceTime or Zoom, Facebook Rooms, House Party, Skype, Google Meet? When you're on those holiday teleconferences, how about the who's bringing what food list? Maybe each person is showing what their table looks like, or maybe they're sharing pictures of Christmas trees, outdoor decorations, or outfits. Anyone here have a list of how the whole Zoom Christmas thing is going to work? Does anyone really have the list only for themselves and no one else seems to have a clue? If you've got any of that, put a blow my mind emoji or another appropriate one in the comments. For all those joining Christmas Zooms or similar teleconferences, and for all the almost unintelligible conversations where everyone is talking at once, we pray to the Lord. And more comments and emojis. There are some other lists. One I can think of, it's not all that positive. How about that War on Christmas list? You know, the list of retail establishments that have dared to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas in their advertising for this time of year? Maybe we've finally outgrown that garbage. Well, at least I thought we had. But for some reason, some folks decided a pandemic was the right time to revive it. Yes, let's punish those who don't conform their advertising to the worldview of the makers of that list. For real, I tend to look at the list and make every attempt to purchase from the places listed on the naughty list. Retailers are not theologians. And Christianity is about love and kindness toward others, not about boycotting stores that don't say Merry Christmas. Now would be a great time to put a faceplant emoji in the comments section. For the times we replace love and kindness with mean-spirited, unnecessary, and unproductive battles, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Let me get serious for a second. 30 named storms this year. And just a few weeks ago, a Category 5 hurricane, Iota. It devastated the Nicaraguan coast, leaving damage, destruction, and death in its wake. For those facing damage, destruction, devastation, and death this holiday season, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. I wonder what kind of list Mary and Joseph might have had when they had to journey to the place of Joseph's ancestry for a census. Food? Water? Funds? A pack animal? Maybe? Maybe not. Relatives to travel with? Likely. Advance reservations? Probably not. Any place for the baby to be born? Oh, we'll just wing it. Leading up to the night that Jesus was born, I think the lists were simple. I think that Mary and Joseph showed kindness to their traveling companions and hopefully received kindness from them. Now, while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. How about a caring emoji this time? For all those who are without a home, those displaced from their homes, those who are seeking refuge and wonder what will come next, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. I mentioned this one last Sunday. It bears mentioning again. There's that wonderful Simpsons Christmas episode from almost a decade ago called Holidays of Future Past. And in the episode, Maggie Simpson has a baby. And curmudgeon Grandpa Abe Simpson has that great line. If there's one day a year to give unwed mothers a break, it's Christmas. I still love the line and the sentiment behind the line. And I also wish it wasn't necessary that we would just be a people who didn't try to demonize or shun people. It just showed some love. This Christmas, amid all the lists. And incidentally, you know that whole naughty or nice list thing? It should not be a part of our ideas surrounding Christmas or anything connected to Christianity. God doesn't have a naughty list. God loves everyone, no exceptions. Please don't forget to give one another a break. Just show some love. I'm not talking about not holding one another accountable. I'm just reminding us not to sweat the small things. Just show some love. I think that should be at the top, maybe the only item on this year's or any year's checklist. How about whatever love, kindness, goodness, any kind of emojis like that that you can find? That this Christmas and always, we would give one another a break and just show some love, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.